Charlie Allen and I split the group into two teams. The first team was told to assume the role of Al-Qaeda and to develop plans for acquiring weapons of mass destruction without the Americans knowing it. They had the rest of the day to develop the plan and report back. The second team was told they were in charge of American intelligence. They were told to assume that Al-Qaeda did actually have chemical and nuclear activities underway and had been successful in hiding them. The U.S. team could use any method or capability to find the activities, but they needed to do so quickly because, in the exercise, we knew that Al-Qaeda planned to use the weapons soon. The exercise taught us three lessons. First, there had not been a coordinated U.S. intelligence effort to think creatively about how to find any Al-Qaeda weapons of mass destruction. Second, it was easier to hide such a program than to discover it. And finally, it's impossible to prove a negative. That is, we could not prove Al-Qaeda had no weapons of mass destruction. Still, the U.S. analysts playing Al-Qaeda in our exercise had identified one area as a good place to hide. As a result, it was photographed repeatedly and its cave entrances mapped. The region was a valley in Afghanistan called Tora Bora.